What's up, y'all? It's your boy Cafe. I'm back with another one. Let's get into it. So I had a chance to check out two very interesting movies, which is A24 Civil War and The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And I'm here to give you guys my opinion about both of these films and which one is better and which one I think you should see. So we're going to start off with A24 Civil War. Now, A24 is one of my studios that I enjoy watching their films. They have not disappointed. They always bring great, interesting films that goes beyond average. That's why they have the position that they have in the industry for so long. Civil War. This film was in your face, hard hitting, no sugarcoating, no scared to say, put things in here due to pressure or politics or what people ain't gonna like. No, and that's one thing I like about A24 films, because they don't try to please people or worry about what people say. Their thing is that we know what our fans like. We know what they want to see, and that's who we cater to. So they're like HBO. When HBO does projects, HBO is in your face. And that's what Civil War was. This film also is a mirror of what's happening in society today, far as with race, politics, just all of it. Now, y'all know I don't do spoilers on my show. I don't do spoilers because I want you to go see it and come back so we can have a conversation. But this film, you know, when you go in, it starts off as a little bit confusing because you're trying to wonder what's happening, what's going on. But as the film moves along, you start to understand and start to see, okay, now I see what's going on, why it's going on, why is things happening. And it's one of those films that you have to sit there and watch it, because if you leave, you miss certain things where you'd be like, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? So it's one of those films that you definitely have to sit there and watch and cannot be disturbed. The shootout action scenes were here was very, very good. The sound, the cinematography, everything was just put together so well that it made you seem like, well, I wouldn't say seem like, but it made you feel and give you the experience that you're sitting there while the shootout scenes was happening. And also, it's a very emotional film. It takes you on the emotional roller coaster, because there are some scenes in here that's going to make you sad, that's going to make you very, very angry. You know, but Kristen Dirtson, everybody in the film did a great job. And like I said, it's just one of those hard-hitting films, if you can take it. The second film, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, or Guy Ritchie film, that's going to be coming out very, very soon. Let me just say this. Now, I enjoyed this film as well. Entertaining, fun, solid. Kept your interest from beginning to end. The story is based upon a true story. They're saying that this is based upon Ian Fleming. He's the guy that created the James Bond franchise. And they're saying that this is where he found the inspiration to create the Bond character and the Bond franchise. The second thing is the cast: Henry Cavill, Alan Richardson, the guy who plays Jack Reacher. Everybody in this film did a great job. Everybody in the film did a great job. They did not disappoint. You know, everything was on point. Also, the comedic moments in the film was very good as well. The action scenes, just like Civil War, very, very exciting, in your face. Cinematography, sound effects, everything. Now, the thing that I just didn't like about this film, because even though the film, it's a long film, that I just felt like there was maybe some things in here that they didn't need to put in here that stretched the film out. But overall, it was still entertaining and fun. Also, it had that Tarantino style to it. Not saying that Guy Ritchie is trying to imitate Quentin Tarantino, because I want y'all to be thinking that. That's not what he did. I just said it just had like that little Tarantino style like element to it as well. But overall, it's still a good film to check out. So when it comes down to it, my decision about these two films, which one do I feel is better? It's kind of hard to make that decision because both of these films, it's on two different levels. One is serious and one is serious, but it's also light. So it's kind of hard to say which one is better, but I would say start off to go see Civil War first, then see Warfare. And it's like the situation with Barbie and Oppenheimer. When people went to go see Oppenheimer first and then they went to go see Barbie, because Oppenheimer was such a serious film. And that's what Civil War is. It's a very serious, in-your-face film. So I would say check that out first and then go see Warfare to kind of knock the edge off the seriousness you just saw with Civil War. But I want to hear from you guys to tell me what's your thoughts about both of these films. If you have seen Civil War, if you haven't seen Civil War, on Gentleman Warfare, if you have seen it or you plan on going to see it, let me know what your thoughts about both of these films and which one you think is better. Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe to my channel, and stay tuned.